This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
$1 billion. That's how much Illinois is projected to spend on migrants by the end of 2025, according to a new audit. But taxpayers are calling out the governor, J.B. Pritzker, for putting the needs of illegals over his own citizens.
Is that what he's doing? Is that what the governor of Illinois is doing? Yet once again, it in fact is $2.5 billion. Give me a break. Let's talk to somebody who understands how the state of Illinois works at a really, really good level. We welcome back to the show Congresswoman Mary Miller, Illinois' 15th District Representative. Congresswoman, thanks for being with us this afternoon. It's always great to have you here.
Good afternoon. Great to be here. But, oh my gosh, every day you think, what other terrible thing can J.B. Pritzker do to ruin the quality of life for the Illinois citizens and taxpayers?
Yeah. The fact that they boast, or that he boasts about where these taxpayer dollars are going to go, it's really, to me, comes off more as a political statement to oppose Donald Trump than it does to support the lives of Illinois citizens. What is your assessment of J.B. Pritzker, especially since Donald Trump has come back in office?
I think he's a pompous windbag. And he's siding with criminals over victims. He sides with illegals over the citizens and taxpayers of Illinois. And this is just another slap in the face to the citizens and taxpayers to prioritize illegal aliens over the hardworking Illinois families and students.
You know, I think a lot of people would say, like, if you're maybe a bleeding heart, I know you're not, if one person is a bleeding heart liberal and he's trying to push this out there politically, like we're caring for people in the state of Illinois, can Illinois afford this type of generosity to these individuals?
We cannot. We are drowning in debt. We're facing massive deficits. He's raised the taxes an extraordinary way on the citizens of Illinois. No, we can't. And this is not compassionate to the people that he represents. He doesn't represent the millions of illegals that came into our country and violated our federal immigration laws. And he said, quote, "I'm proud of how we've responded and that we have safe and compassionate immigration policies." No, they aren't. Mm-hmm. They're violating our federal immigration laws. They're dangerous and they're expensive for the taxpayers.
Congresswoman Mary Miller speaking with us. Now, you represent Illinois' 15th district. It was one of the districts that in the redistricting after the census took two current Republican representatives, pitted them together in a Republican primary, and then ultimately you won that very handily in the general election to retain your seat as the 15th district representative. But you're watching now, of course, as we all are, how redistricting is a main topic of conversation in Texas, now followed by California. As one of three Illinois Republicans in the House of Representatives out of 17 seats, when 44% of the state votes for Trump, what's your position on this?
Well, first of all, thank you to J.B. Pritzker. He did one thing well, is he highlighted how gerrymandered Illinois is, and all of the country is mocking us, laughing at him for you know, acting like it hasn't happened. And we should have four Republican representatives, and they 100% drew themselves a dark blue district downstate. I can't believe he went to the media and said it, agreed that it looked like a kindergartner drew the lines,
yeah,
thinking that was funny.
As
no,
a joke.
It's not funny.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, I have yet to see him. If it's happened, I'd love for somebody to send me the clip of it, Congresswoman, where every time he's asked about this, he always says, when people ask him, but what about Illinois? He says, that's a distraction. The focus here is Texas. I mean, he doesn't even attempt to defend what has been done to the people, the voters of Illinois.
Well, it's indefensible, and he's destroying our state. And now to spend more... Illinois is projected to spend $2.5 billion on migrants by the end of 2025. Most of it is going to be for health care costs, but it's also for welcome centers, housing, emergency food, to cover energy bills, resettlement services, rental assistance. I mean, it's abusing the people of Illinois, the citizens and taxpayers of Illinois.
When you look at what the president, President Trump's leadership has done leading in here to 7 months in office, of course, the Republican majority in the House and the Senate getting the big, beautiful bill passed. How do you reconcile Illinois residents being under the rule of J.B. Pritzker, which is probably also very similar to California, New York, that type of thing? What do you want people to know about what it's like to live in such a blue state as far as representation goes, but still while Donald Trump is the president and getting these federal policies through?
Well, the Illinois 15 is dark red, and the people there are frustrated that because we have the votes in Illinois to turn Illinois red. And I want to tell people, the primary election's coming up, it's very important, and the midterm, we've got to get people out to vote. It is their civic duty. We have the votes in Illinois to turn Illinois red. We have enough registered Republicans, and we have gun owners, enough gun owners in Illinois. If they would go to the polls, we could vote Illinois. We could turn Illinois red and vote J.B. Pritzker out.
I think that that's a motivating message for a lot of Illinois residents to hear, especially people who might be in the middle and know that it's the Democrat policies, the far left Democrat policies that are keeping us down here in this state. How do you compare the way J.B. Pritzker and the supermajority of Democrats in the state of Illinois in the General Assembly there? Do you feel like the Democrats in Illinois are extra emboldened to be far, far left? Are these the moderate Democrats that you may encounter in your district from time to time? Or is this the extreme in the state of Illinois?
There are no moderate Democrats left in D.C. or in Illinois. And I think House Bill 460, where we expand state benefits to non-citizens and illegals to go to college or universities in Illinois, every Democrat voted for it, and every Republican voted against it. And it's like that on every issue that would be good for the citizens, that would promote economic opportunity, that promote safety and security. It's divided equally that the Democrats support policies that are terrible for the quality of life in Illinois.
Do you feel, last question before we let you go, we don't want to take too much of your time, Congresswoman Mary Miller with us right now, the Illinois 15th District. When you're thinking about this election that's coming up in 2026, it's a statewide election for Illinois. And J.B. Pritzker is seemingly running for his third term. I see people starting to throw their name out there to run for governor. We've got a Senate race. Dick Durbin is retiring. And of course, we have congressional races just like yours, state assembly races as well. What can a listener right now do to help be a part of what you say is possible? Getting some common sense back in these positions and electing Republicans in the state of Illinois.
I would say connect with the grassroots people in your county and see how you can help go chase ballots, get people out to the polls. And it, I want to say again, it is people's civic duty. They cannot enjoy the privileges of being an American without accepting the responsibility of being involved. Our government is of the people, by the people, and for the people. And they absolutely cannot abdicate their civic responsibility. And just reach out to your neighbors, the people at work, your children, people at your church, and get people razzed up to go to the polls. We can change things if people will get involved and go vote.
You believe we could have a Republican governor elected in 2026 in the state of Illinois?
If people will go vote, if we can get people out to vote, yes, it's possible.
All right. That's what we need to know. That's the motivation you need to hear right now to make it happen. Congresswoman Mary Miller, a pleasure to have you on, as always. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. Take care, Amy.
Yep. You too, as well. Always a pleasure to speak with the congresswoman there from Illinois' 15th district. When you look at her district and the way it's drawn, if you look at the makeup of the Illinois 15, it is enormously red. There's no Democrat that is going to run like realistically in that district and win. That's just the way that the Democrats who had control over these things set it up. And if there are people who want to run for that office, that specific district in the 15th, they're going to. Mike Boss district is very much like that as well. His district used to be very much more purple, but they decided when the Democrats controlled all the levers and said, here's how we're going to do it. We're going to cede the 15th. We're going to cede. What's your district?
The 12th.
The 12th. That's Mike Boss's district. We're going to give those two to the Republicans, but we are going to take the rest of them. They draw the funny maps. They get the Illinois 13 in there, which is the district that I lived in, that I live in, that used to be Rodney Davis's district. They put Rodney Davis in the 15th, and then those two had to run against each other, Mary Miller and Rodney Davis, in the primary. So what they did is they took three seats that were red and turned them into two. That's how they win. That's how the gerrymandering works in the state of Illinois. If you don't like it, if it makes you mad and you're in the state of Illinois, there's not a lot that you can do about it other than listen to what Mary Miller just said there and find your county party. Find the people. Go on Facebook. I feel like the majority of them are the most active on Facebook. Macoupin County, Monroe County, Madison County, St. Clair County, all of these different counties, Jersey County. I'm trying to think of all the places that I've spoken at recently. You're in a position, Clinton County, to go be a part of a solution. If you have a super red county and you're like, Annie, we already vote red, you better make sure that every single person in your county votes and shows up at a primary to be heard. In order for Illinois to win a statewide election, we need to win about 22% of Cook County. People are like, no Republicans ever going to win Cook County. They don't need to. They just need to win like a fifth of it. One out of five people, plus a little bit. One out of five in Cook County need to go, I'm kind of sick of this J.B. Pritzker nonsense. I'm kind of sick of this Brandon Johnson nonsense. And when they throw their support behind a reasonable candidate that we are responsible for picking in the primary, somebody who can satisfy the diverse group of common sense people that we have in this state, we can win one out of five people in Cook County. And what we need to have from folks just like you listening here in southern Illinois, southwestern Illinois, we need to have the biggest turnout we've ever had. We're all jaded. We're all sick and tired of corruption taking away our right to have a voice in the state of Illinois. We're all tired of it. But what are you going to do about it? If you're still here and you have a vote in Illinois, you might as well do what you can. We can't be people who just sit around and whine and complain about, oh, business as usual. That's not productive. If you are complaining about that, I hope you're in a position that you can relocate. Because if you're not going to be a part of the solution, What good does complaining do? What I say is complain all you want, but put your feet in action while you're doing the complaining and go talk to people who go, you're right. Why are the taxes so high? Why are property taxes outrageous? Why do the roads suck? Why do we not use the taxpayer dollars from the state income tax that we pay in the state of Illinois to benefit the citizens of Illinois? Why do we have a governor who wants America's destination for abortion to be the state of Illinois? But meanwhile, businesses and people with loads of money, i.e. tax dollars that are going to go in the state, why are they all leaving? We're so upside down on common sense in the state of Illinois that it's so frustrating. It's hard to think about. It's hard to do anything about, but you got to. If you're staying like me, you got to fight. You don't have a choice. Unless you want to be a perpetual complainer that isn't trying to be a part of the solution, we don't have a choice. It's time to fight. Mary Miller thinks it's possible. I'm glad to hear she does. Quick break. Let's get Ryan back in here. We got Joe Concha at 1:30 as well. Going to ask him about the media coverage of Donald Trump trying to achieve world peace. He just goes from one war to the other, ending him over and over and over again. Why are some people so mad about that? That's so weird. Joe Concha will be with us at 1:30. Ryan will be back with us next. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
See this? The Boston mayor. Did you see anything about
no,
the story?
No, I don't know any of this.
So the Attorney General of the United States wants Boston and everywhere else to comply with ICE, with their efforts to get illegals out.
It seems reasonable to me.
Not to the Boston mayor, Michelle Wu. She had a problem with it, so she decided to have a press conference today, and or maybe it was yesterday, and Tuesday. And that's today. She decided to have a press conference to say, we're not going to comply. But this is how she started it.
Everybody, hoo-hoo-yah. Hoo-hoo-yah. Everybody.
Is that her?
That's not the mayor. No. Oh. yes, yes it is. This is a mariachi band.
He's holding note.
This is, oh, they're very talented. There's an ACLU sign that says dissent is patriotic. Brad, can you look up Matthew 25:35? Welcome the stranger.
Ooh-yah.
She got a mariachi band. As the kids would say, this is giving a little bit of Joe Biden Despacito.
Oh, I see what she was trying to do now. See, when I see a mariachi band, I just think fun. I think having some friends over to the
chips
restaurant area, you know. Not that you're making a political point, but I see now how she was attempting to make a point with that.
If a Republican did that, wouldn't they get run out of the place that they were in?
Well,
like, I know, guys, I got an idea. Here's what we're going to do. It's going to be great. We're going to be pro illegal immigrant. Get me a mariachi band.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody in the room's like, ooh.
Well, my assumption is, though, because we're talking about diversity, equity, inclusion, that right after this, she had a Canadian Mountie speak.
Sing. Holding maple syrup and...
tree bark?
What else is Canadian? I don't
Molson
even know.
Ice.
Canadian bacon. They have some bacon ham. That's pretty good. It's ham, yes, but they call it bacon because it's north of the border.
Why is it called Canadian bacon?
I don't know the answer to that, but I like it on pizza.
Do Canadians call it Canadian bacon?
Or they just call it bacon. Our bacon. And they pay a little more for it.
That reminds me. Just Sunday, we had brunch at our house, so invited my brother's family over after church. My parents came over, and my littlest niece and Molly were playing with this pizza kitchen that she has, Mickey Mouse Pizza. It's just a kitchen, but it has like two food toys with it. One is meatballs, so there's these little round meatballs that just like poop pellets that lay around my house.
Uh-huh.
And the other thing is... a pizza, and it comes in six triangle plastic slices. And so they were dispersing the pizza. And I think it was my sister-in-law was like, what's the name of your store? And Molly was like, our pizza store. So that's what it sounds like. That sounds like our bacon to me.
She is just being multicultural because it's the same everywhere. You go to France, what do they call French toast? They call it our toast. Our fries. You go to Great Britain, they just call it average Britain. grass always green on the other side for us. We refer to it as Great Britain. But they're just like normal Britain. Iceland, just the land. We refer to it as Iceland.
I think Joe Concha is reconsidering his interview with us here in a second.
I would hope he could riff on that. If he's listening.
He better not.
He should take that and run with it. Because it's gold. I think I just struck comedy gold. This could be mined for another 1.5 hours. Although Concha's coming up next, so you probably let him have his space.
Yeah, he needs his space. Does the mariachi band bring people in?
I would say if there's a ton of fans of that specific band that showed up.
My son is in oral communication this semester, so he's got to like give speeches or whatever. He had to write a 6-word memoir. You might like this. Have you heard of this before?
Well, but in the oral communication, in the communications world, they just call it communications.
Shut up. He had to write a 6-word memoir, and the 6 words he came up with was, I can't afford more golf balls.
I like that.
Yes, I was like, that's deep, buddy. Great job. It was, and then he had to write 3 paragraphs with it. It was about how when he plays sports and he struggles, he gets down on himself. He knows he gets down on himself too much. And then if he does something good again, then he's back up and he's back in the game and he's trying to lessen the distance between the frustration he experiences and the pride he experiences when he succeeds at stuff. But I can't afford more golf balls.
That's a little too good. That's like the beginning of a master's level dissertation.
You can't do that on assignment 1 of the semester. Now expectations are high.
You're
and
like,
I'm
wow.
the one who helps with the writing and the communications. He brought that to me. I had nothing to do with it. I was really
Yeah, people
are
going to be like, dang, Charlie, whenever he brings something, it's just loaded with symbolism. I can't wait to see what he does next.
Let's not tell him we talked about this. All right, when we come back, Joe Concha is going to be with us, the author of The Greatest Comeback Ever, Inside Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign, which I encourage you to get. If you want to listen to Joe Concha read it to you, which is what I did, you get it on Audible. Get it wherever books are sold. He's a Fox News contributor. He's with us next. We're going to give him the opportunity to react to the media's reaction to Donald Trump trying to achieve peace between Russia and Ukraine. Joe Concha next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Players, put your pinkies
now, which stands for my source for news, opinion, and the world. And look, Andrew, they even have a graphic up. I like
there
it.
There it is. Actually, it looks, the new logo.
It looks very sporty.
Watch out, Joe.
Joe Concha, Fox News contributor.
No, not Joe Scarborough. Our friend Joe Concha back with us right now, of course, a Fox News contributor, author, syndicated author, and also of the book, The Greatest Comeback Ever, Inside Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign. Joe, welcome back. Always good to have you here.
I might have to write another Greatest Comeback Ever book, and it'll be about MSNOW. Back to its glory. They had such a chance just to go to BS now, because that's obviously what you're getting from this ridiculous network. So there you go. Even NBC's like, yeah, no, we gotta break up. We cannot be associated with this nonsense anymore.
Can you tell us what it means? Like, why are they doing a rebrand? What's the business behind it? What's the point?
I think the point is that since, you know, they're basically being sold off and out of the NBC family, I guess they don't want to use the NBC part anymore. The funny thing is, MS originally stood for Microsoft, right? That was the partnership between Microsoft and NBC, like way back when in 1996. So the MS days, even though it has nothing to do with Microsoft, but now, like, that's what you came up with? It's clunky.
It's super bad.
Right?
You know, as a broadcaster, if you got to get in the flow, it's got to be able to come naturally to say these types of things. Ms. Now, MS Now, whatever it is, it sounds like the first run through a ChatGPT of what we could remove to.
Oh, that's great, and it's true, right? Somebody got paid to come up with that.
Probably
that's
a lot.
Just the amazing thing, and like even Scarborough's like, oh, I like it. He hates it. Who are we kidding? Come on, I mean, how could you like it? But that, this is a network now that they can barely get a million viewers in prime time for their shows, which is better than CNN, which can't even get 500,000. I get it, sure. But any network that was dumb enough to give Rachel Maddow a $25 million per year contract to work one day a week, I'm sorry, that is just the essence of stupidity. And see, what are you getting in return? A first place show? No, distant second. So I don't get the people that run some of these networks. They just don't make the best decisions.
No, I mean, and it's kind of like watching Democrats run a network the same way they run a government. It's just like funny money exists and you can spend it on whatever you feel. I'm looking at MSNBC.com right now, and I just want to throw some headlines out at you, Joe, because, you know, I look at Fox all day, and I started the show today and I said, I listened to CNN coming in, which is an indication that I'm feeling pretty good about stuff at this point in time. Like, I'm willing to go to the other side, and I know you do this all the time. Here's some headlines from MSNBC.com. The biggest one, Putin gave Trump advice on how to upend U.S. elections, and he just might take it. What do you think about that? That's the big story on MSNBC right now.
You would think after 3 years, Robert Mueller, all the hype behind that as far as Trump, Russia collusion, that they would get it by now, that this just ain't resonating. And, oh, by the way, it ain't true, because I'm sure Mueller, after all that money and all those resources, would have found something. But of course, he did not. And if he did, then there would have been impeachment hearings over it. And even Nancy Pelosi is like, yeah, nothing here, got to move on. And the fact that we're all the way to 2025 now, like 10 years after Donald Trump was first accused of being a Russian asset, and they're still going down this road. And then they look at their ratings and say, wow, why is no one watching? I don't know. Because that you've beaten this thing to death. And I think even some liberals, even the sensible ones anyway, are probably like, all right, can we talk about more important things right now that are going on in the world than Trump is, you know, obviously guided by Vladimir Putin? It makes no sense.
Yeah, completely. Harold Ford Jr. on Fox News has potentially teed up great amounts of credit for Donald Trump. We've seen him have some common sense about it. Geraldo has come out and said some kind things about President Trump in light of what he's doing right now. How bad is it going to be for the MS Now people, the CNNs of the world, if Donald Trump is able to mediate peace between Russia and Ukraine in the first 7-8 months of his presidency?
I mean, it would be a foreign policy achievement like we haven't seen since Reagan taking down the Soviet Union in the 80s without firing one shot in that Cold War. And I don't know. I think MSNBC, the way they would spin it is probably Trump gave too many concessions to Putin because Putin has the goods on him. Like, they'll spin it somehow where Putin got a good end of the deal. But in the end, I mean, this is a president that cares about bringing peace to that part of the world. Oh, by the way, economically, wouldn't it be nice if the U.S. and Russia got along a lot better and did a lot more business together, because that drives a wedge between Russia and China. So I think that's more what Trump's thinking here as far as like big picture. And yeah, if he was able to pull this off, I just love to hear how they'd spin it, but they'd find a way, that we do know.
Yeah, because there's that one slice of people in this country who live and breathe hating Donald Trump. And there is always a failure that they can pull out of a billion successes. And that's really what gets them through the day. There is a derangement in this country about this man. How much of that derangement is because of made up things like the hoax? Like, how many people have been so deceived that near 10 years later, they can't find a single good thing about this man?
I always go back to a poll that it came out in 2018. This is 2 years after the election. And it just to answer your question, it underscores the point around how many people are willing to believe XYZ. Well, 80% of Democratic voters, 8 in 10, believe not only did the Russians interfere with our 2016 election with a couple $100,000 of ads and Facebook, yeah, that changed a lot of votes, but also they believe that the Russians actually hacked voting machines, changed votes for Donald Trump. Like, they really believe that. So we always hear about 2020 and election denialism. That was the original. I think there are enough people out there that no matter what Trump does, like, look at D.C., for example. Like, who isn't for lowering crime? it's a disaster. It has, if it was a state, it would have the highest murder rate per capita in the country, right? And you would think that that would be something that would be bipartisan, right? And instead, no, you hear, well, you know, restaurant reservations are down 25% from a year ago. See, people are afraid to go out into the streets because the National Guard's there, which makes no sense. And these are prominent people like Peter Baker on MSNBC saying these things. The problem with the reservations are down 25% thing, last year, they're comparing it to D.C. Restaurant Week.
Yeah.
Which, if you have a restaurant week in St. Louis, I'm sure you do. I had one in Hoboken, New Jersey. That is easily the most traffic week for restaurants because you get great deals on meals, right? So they're comparing it to like a very high number and saying, well, reservations are down because people are afraid of the National Guard. Makes absolutely no sense. And you would think, again, lowering crime in our nation's capital, greatest country in the world, yet we have a crime rate that's infinitely higher than like Mexico City or Islamabad, right? You would think people before that, like, yeah, good, I could support that. Nope, there are just certain people that will find a way to criticize it by saying that Trump's authoritarian or something, where, again, being against crime is a good thing. It's like being against cancer, yet your Democrats are, and some of the media saying this is a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Joe Concha speaking with us right now, Fox News contributor. His book is an amazing historical document, is how I refer to it. The Greatest Comeback Ever, Inside Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign. I encourage you to get it. Great Christmas gift as we're getting close to Christmas. Your Trump-loving fan, or just like America-loving fan, will love this book. Joe, I want to ask you about the counter to Donald Trump, because I feel like he's starting to cut through with his policies, not just his method of politics. He's getting some things done. People are getting are able to feel the fruit of what he has to put in place with policy. The Democrats are going to have to answer in 2026. Is there anywhere in this country with that party that you feel like if they take that lane, they could potentially do some damage against the Republicans in the midterms?
See, I look at the issues that they've run on in the past, like 2022, abortion really helped tilt some races that were, you know, 1-point races either way, and then tilted them mostly towards Democrats. That's now gone because that's baked into the cake. In other words, Kansas and Ohio, for example, had referendums, say, should we have abortion be illegal in our states? And they said no. So now, like, all that fear-mongering around, you won't be able to get an abortion if you really want one. We've kind of figured this all out now, right? That most states you can, and if you can't, then you just go to a neighboring state. I hate to be flippant about it, but it's not the panic. They can't run on that. They can't run on the border because they screwed that up. They can't run on, yay, we need more war in Ukraine because no one wants that. And then the economy, obviously the record under Biden-Harris, that you could lay over all Democrats. And then the fact that the faces of the Democratic Party are Bernie, AOC, Jasmine Crockett, and Zohran Mamdani, that ain't good. So I'm trying to, like, play this out. Like, okay, how could Democrats do well in the midterms? The thing is, Annie, they don't have to do great. They just have to flip 4 seats.
Yeah.
That's it. In the House. And then you have House Speaker Hakeem Jeffries, and you have perpetual impeachment over nothing for the next 2 years. So they don't have to have an A+ here. If they get a C-, that's good enough. I just don't know what they run on. I keep trying to look at it, and I don't see it outside of we're here to save democracy. I'm sorry. That's just like Russia. No one wants to hear about how you're the party who's going to save democracy anymore when you literally installed Kamala Harris as your nominee in 2024 without one vote from the public. Sorry.
Yeah. So, okay. So maybe the Democrats aren't settled into something that's a really winning strategy. On the converse, how do Republicans really screw it up going into 2026 to lose that majority?
Oh, it's the economy, stupid. I think in the end,
if Trump's tariffs end up paying off, and they appear to be right now, right? We didn't get the inflation that people
literally
thought we'd
paying
get.
Off. Yeah.
Seriously. You know, obviously, you know, what we're getting with tariff and revenue there, that could help pay down the debt, even as Scott Bessent was saying today. But also, in the end, if we have an economy that's doing as well as it is right now, look at the S&P, Dow, and NASDAQ, just in the last month, have all set all-time records. If people feel that, right? They see that we're not at inflation at 9% anymore. If the economy is still humming along the way we think it probably will, and all this deregulation kicks in from the big, beautiful bill, the only way it could get screwed up is not something that they do necessarily, but if the economy goes south, then the AOCs of the world can come forward and say, see, this has failed, embrace socialism, that's the way to go. And some enough people will buy it because they'll say, all right, Republicans failed on the economy, let's give them a try. But I have a feeling that's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch. And I keep trying to peek around the corner to see what the Democrats are going to bring to the table. And every time they offer up something new, I'm like, that was worse than the last idea. What are you doing? It just seems like a disaster. Well, we appreciate you, Joe. Please come back again. There's always so much to talk about. We love you having you here on the show.
Always a pleasure. I just walked two dogs while I did that. So if you heard me going, that was me trying to get one to come over because it was about to chase a squirrel. So anyway.
Vitamin D is good for everyone.
It is. It's just true.
Take care, Joe.
Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. I always love having him on. He's straight to the point. And really assessing the media, the temperature of the media, in my opinion, is a great way. Just on the whole, you got to have this 30,000-foot view. Like when you peek around the corner, and I'll put this up here again on the live stream and read you just a couple more before we take a quick break here of the headlines on MSNBC, guys. They have it really, really bad. When you are like, oh, what's going on in the world? I'll just go to my news website here, MSNBC.com. This is a live look. Cash Patel is radically changing the FBI. Officials worry it's because he doesn't understand it. So it's not that Cash Patel is evil, at least not in this instance. It's because they think he's dumb. Here's another one. Trump approval tanking with the American public, new poll shows. Here, how about another one? As GOP governors deploy National Guard to D.C., they have the underlying policy backwards. And how Trump and Republicans are planning to rig the midterms. That one, a real treat by Rachel Maddow. I don't want to be responsible for sending a flood of traffic over to MSNBC.com right now. And for some reason, I don't think I'm going to be. Anyway, MSNBC is not doing okay. I don't know if Ms. Now is doing any better. Let's take a quick break. Ryan, come back in here. I'm going to play a clip that talks about this headline on MSNBC. The move to install a new FBI co-deputy director is radical in more ways than one. Who are they talking about? Well, they're talking about Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey. If he looks at that headline, I think he probably smiles. Quick break. Ryan, get back in here. Don't go away. Well, I don't know Latin. So there's big news in the state of Missouri today. Did you see this?
Heck yeah, I did.
So we found out yesterday that we were hearing yesterday that Andrew Bailey was going to get tapped to go to the FBI. Not to go to the principal's office, but to be part of the principal's office.
The FBI.
Yes. And, you know, we were sitting here going, well, that's really cool. But good grief. I wonder what's next, because Senator Eric Schmidt, who was on the show while we were kind of hearing this rumor, was the former attorney general. And of course, we know he very handily won that Senate race. It's a really cool thing to see the pipeline of people in the state of Missouri, the legal world, continuing to get tapped to go and do what needs to be done on a federal level. It's awesome to see it over and over and over again. And Andrew Bailey is the next. So before we get to the replacement there, here's Steve Bannon reacting to the news of Andrew Bailey.
Okay. Huge news, breaking news right now, just coming across the wire. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey has just become the co-deputy director of the FBI, he'll work alongside Deputy Director Dan Bongino. For folks in the know and down in Mar-a-Lago, the FBI directorship essentially came down to Cash Patel and Andrew Bailey. So this is a huge augmentation of the force over there at the FBI. I think it's also showing, you know, Cash and those guys need some backup. There's so much going on. So this is a huge announcement. The cover bid to actually get the directorship, Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey is now becoming the co-deputy director of the FBI, who will work alongside Deputy Director Dan Bongino. So expects even more intensity. You got another pair of hands, and this guy's got big capability. So Andrew Bailey now at the FBI. Also, Fox News is reporting that. Full story.
So there you have Steve Bannon commenting on it, and commenting in a complimentary way, I would say, regarding that move. I think it's going to be exciting to see how that develops. But what does that mean for Missouri? Governor Mike Kehoe posted on X today, "The role of attorney general is incredibly significant for state government. Serving as the chief legal officer of the state, and there is not a more qualified person to serve Missourians as our next attorney general than Catherine Hanaway. A former U.S. attorney, Catherine is a talented, trusted prosecutor who has a passion for enforcing the rule of law. Congratulations to Catherine Hanaway, Missouri's 45th attorney general." So that was the announcement today, and so now we have a shift. I'm wondering what this is going to look like to add in a co-director or deputy director along with Dan Bongino. I kind of wonder, I don't know. I don't know enough about it to infer what that means.
Well, it says they trust him, for sure. I mean, this is a very, very high, it's like tied for number two at the FBI.
Cash Patel is a justice guy.
Yeah.
Dan Bongino, former Secret Service. He is a guy who knows the inside, knows the function, has spent a lot of time with Hillary Clinton because Hillary Clinton was one of his protectees. What the two of those aren't is a brilliant legal mind. And if you put Andrew Bailey in the mix there, you have two people who've worked in law enforcement, which is what the FBI is. But it's very smart to have a legal-minded person in there, not just to keep the department on the straight and narrow, but also to understand the avenues that they can take legally to push on particular issues. That can broaden the scope and also direct it in a more precise way where you know you're pursuing things. I mean, they have Pam Bondi and stuff there, but she's an autonomous person in an autonomous industry. I think that putting Andrew Bailey there, my guess is that they need a legal person at the epicenter of all of what they're doing.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense. It makes all these things go faster, you know, because like you said, if they got to be approaching lawyers and saying, well, how does this work? You know, we know that there's a crime happening here, but how do we approach this? And it takes a long time, because that's the big thing. When I immediately heard this, I said, this is great news. It stinks to lose him here, because obviously we had him in the studio pretty often.
Like a month ago.
But
we're supposed to have him on Wednesday.
To be okay.
He's going to come on at their earliest convenience.
But him being there, you know, a lot of what Tulsi Gabbard has said, and I think Cash Patel has said this too, is they have to deal with the deep state. These are all people under them who've been there for a long time. And adding another person next to them who hasn't been there that they can trust kind of root through that process quicker.
I was torn on whether or not I wanted it to be Will Scharf. I really want whatever Will Scharf wants for Will Scharf. But I got a Will Scharf Attorney General hat in my office that I would have liked to have put on today.
It's all about reuse, recycle, right?
No, I just support Will Scharf. But him being in the White House, like, it'd be really hard to turn that down, too. So, Catherine Hanaway, new Attorney General for the state of Missouri, appointed by Kehoe. Let's take a quick break. Back with the 2 o'clock hour in a minute.
Up here in St. Louis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.